barred a U.S. journalist from leaving Russia. I'm Bill Larson, American Contemporary Radio. The journalist is Robert Toth of the Los Angeles Times. The Soviets claim Toth was gathering secret information. Toth was arrested and questioned for 3 hours Saturday after meeting with a Soviet specialist in parapsychology. Soviet officials claim some papers Toth received from the scientist contained Russian secrets. The Soviet scientist, identified as Dr. Valery Penikov, has reportedly been doing research in telepathy, extrasensory perception, and life after death. Miners go to the polls. That story coming up.
It's athletes versus MS, multiple sclerosis. Meet basketball star Rick Barry.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and basketball is my game. But you know, although all of us in the game want to beat the other team, we'd like to run our highest score against MS. That's what we're all out to beat, because MS is the mysterious crippler of young adults. It strikes mostly between the ages of 20 and 40, the prime years in the life of all athletes, and the life of everyone. You get MS and you're out of the game, probably for life. People with MS can often either walk, talk without garbling their words, see, maybe even move. That's why athletes from every sport have banded together to help win the fight against MS. All-time greats like Joe DiMaggio, O.J. Simpson, Muhammad Ali, and Billie Jean King. There's no cure for MS yet, but there's hope through research. I'm proud to have joined Athletes vs. MS. Now, how about you joining DiMaggio, Muhammad, O.J., Billie Jean, and me? Support your local chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Thank you.
It's election day for the United Mine Workers Union, up for grabs the union presidency. It's a three-way race between incumbent President Arnold Miller, the union secretary-treasurer Harry Patrick, and a member of the union executive board, Leroy Patterson. Patrick was an early ally of Miller's, but the two had a falling out. In Shawneetown, Illinois, Patrick tells ABC News about that falling out.
It hurts. Yeah, we came in with probably more going for us than any other labor leaders in the history of this, the labor movement. And unfortunately, very frankly, we blew it. I want a chance to correct my part in it. And I think that I can lead this union and get us back on the right track and get us doing what a union is supposed to be doing.
Patrick is counting on a heavy turnout of younger miners to give him the victory. Patterson has already vowed to challenge the election if he loses. The young campers are gone. In their place at Camp Scott in northeast Oklahoma, all kinds of lawmen looking for clues to the killer of three little girls ages 8, 9, and 10. In nearby Locust Grove, County DA Sid Wise says,
"It's a very intensive and very thorough search of the crime scene area, which has been very productive to the moment. In other words, it has not been unproductive in turning up clues and things that have been very enlightening to the investigation."
Wise has a special reason for finding the killer. His two daughters had attended Camp Scott. Governor Ray Blanton of Tennessee wants the federal government to take custody of the convicted killer of Reverend Martin Luther King. Says Blanton, if James Earl Ray is going to be a federal case, he ought to be a federal prisoner. President Carter has given the go-ahead for Laker Airways of Great Britain to offer round-trip fares between New York and London for under $240. Pan Am and TWA say they'll follow suit. It'll be at least 2 months before the fares can take effect. District Attorney John Vandekamp of Los Angeles is one of five people on the president's list under consideration to head the FBI. In Los Angeles, Vandekamp tells ABC's Bill Redeker in what direction he'd like the FBI to take.
I would hope that the Bureau takes publicly a much stronger role in such important areas as organized crime, such important areas as white-collar crime, that it works on internal reorganization in such a way as it brings out the best an already good organization, and that it gets the kind of national acceptance that it had many years ago.
D.A. John Vandekamp of Los Angeles. President Carter goes into extended sessions today on his next federal budget. It'll be the first budget wholly his own and not former President Ford's. Energy Chief James Schlesinger goes before a House subcommittee today in hopes of salvaging the administration plan for keeping some controls on natural gas prices. I'm Bill Larson, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.